I'm not experiencing any inner regret right now.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, our guest is Matt Alex. We talk about atheists at the rodeo, die laughing to laugh harder, and our next donation challenge.
We're geeks without God.
Hey, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Tim Wick.
I am a co-host.
And Molly Glover.
Yeah, yo.
And we are joined by now third time guest, Matt Alex.
Oh, yeah, I'm crushing it. I'm not at like Ron Bauman levels yet.
No, not yet.
Three-peat.
You're hunting for his spot.
Known for Apropos of Nothing podcast, horror show Hot Dog. You do something at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
No one is yet.
Nobody has any idea what it is.
And you're a vilification tennis vilifier.
Yeah.
Apex Predators improv group. Director, leader.
He's my Führer.
you do something with eyes, something with glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucks girls with him.
Mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. Men don't make passes at girls who fuck Matt Alex.
that is so
Did
true.
I cover all the bases?
I think
that,
so, yeah.
You're a busy guy.
I love that Molly implied like my seminal fluid is just boner poison up their man. Like,
yeah, that's right.
It's great.
I believe I just read a quote from you on Levi Weinhagen's Pratfalls of Parenting podcast where you said, I don't turn a gig down unless I'm already booked.
Right.
So thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were
My
not
other show
busy.
Doesn't start until 25 minutes from now.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll be fine.
So it's a snow day. You should have no trouble
Wait,
getting
is
there.
It apropos exactly. of nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'll point out, that is the one that has the full bar in studio, so that's a really nice gig to do.
Yeah, yeah. That's we have fake rivalries with you and Burn and Brew.
Right.
We talk a lot of shit.
Oh,
Burn
no, absolutely.
Yeah, Burn and Brew is this podcast that existed.
I feel like you keep saying a name, but I just hear blurred.
I'm sorry, I was going through
exist.
A tunnel. I didn't catch
the... It's the Highlander 2 of podcasts.
What is it?
The thing is, you guys are making this joke about a podcast, and it's not like anybody listening to our podcast has ever heard of Burning
Which
Bird.
Podcast?
Or mine, for that matter.
What are we talking about?
Maybe there's some overlap beyond just us.
Yeah.
I have something I wanted to talk to you guys about, because it just happened, and I thought you'd appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to a rodeo.
I saw that with the boy, right?
That's yeah, my dad was like, hey, you and the boy want to go to the rodeo? And I was like... I mean, internally you go, no. But, like, you know, then you think when you go, yeah, you know what, whatever, that's cool.
Do you want to go to the rodeo? Me and the boy? Sure.
Like, right, yeah, exactly. And I was like, I mean, me personally, no. But, like, it's a cool thing to go do with my dad and, like, the three of us. Like, that's always cool to find stuff to hang out and do. And
three generations of disappointment engaging in
exactly.
the only thing more redneck than tractor pull?
I guess. But, like, my dad actually has a college degree and a decent-paying job. And, you know, like, he's not that disappointed.
God, you must be such an embarrassment, Dan.
Oh, my God, I can't imagine. The fact that they still speak to me baffles me. But we go to the rodeo, and I was like, okay, like... And we're walking in Austin, my 8-year-old son wears a black motorcycle jacket just like mine. We've now had buttons on it, just like mine does. So he's got like a Geese Without God button, a horse hot dog button, a Hail Sagan button.
That's awesome.
He's your mini-me.
Yeah, exactly. He's got like a Minecraft button, like all that shit. And then like, so it's like both of us decked out in like matte, like black jeans, black sweatshirt, black biker jacket with buttons on it. Both of us have like the knitted cap.
Yeah.
And so we go walking in and Austin's like, huh. I'm like, yeah, we're going to not look like everybody else here. And, you know, Grandpa's like, thinking of these people are real cowboys? And the boy goes, Papa, we're in the city. Real cowboys don't go to the city. And I'm like, you are more right than you
know. Yeah, that's great.
Like, but anyway, we're at the rodeo, whatever. We have our seats in the Excel Center. And I go, oh, man, there's a lot of country music here. I guess I should have expected that. And then the show starts. And I go, oh, right. Everything country is Jesus.
Yeah.
And holy fuck, do they layer it on thick.
Really?
And I just didn't occur to me. And so, you know, and it's
It wouldn't
also,
occur to me at the rodeo either.
Oh, it's very, Jesus and, like, America.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah,
and those are the two things that they dry hump together to open the show. And so, like, announcer guy comes out and he's like, hey, you know, St. Paul, welcome to the rodeo on Saturday night. And everybody's like, woo! Like, the whole place goes nuts. And I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, all right, and he gives a little bit of details. They introduce all the people that are going to be, you know, I was going to say performing. I don't know if you call it that.
No, it is. Yeah.
I mean, they are performing, but they're, you know, they're amazingly brave people to do that crazy-ass job.
The people who don't know what rodeo is, it's just like roller derby, but with bulls.
Right. And so, you know, they introduce everybody, and that's cool. And the guy goes, all right, ladies and gentlemen, now I'd like to take a moment to exercise my freedom of religion and my freedom of speech. Because I'm gonna pray to the God of my choice, and I invite you all to pray to the God of your choice. And I was like, oh, okay, we're going to have like a moment of silence. The God of my choice is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one and only Son of God. No, but a one-third cheer.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you are in a really hip city.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, interesting. Like, but the spiel is very Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
The reaction was very Twin Cities.
That's great.
And that actually was encouraging.
That is encouraging.
Because when they asked where people were from, it seemed a pretty even split between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Huh.
Which makes sense. Minnesota's close. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, the east side of Minnesota, very urban. The west side of Wisconsin, very rural.
So this is,
and like when they're like, we welcome special guests. And it was just this huge list of 4-H clubs and FFAs and stuff like that.
And those are probably the people that are cheering.
Exactly.
For
and so it was really like, when they did that, I was expecting the big, like, nauseating, like, everybody goes nuts. And I was like, oh, wow, they didn't go for the easy cheer bait. Like,
interesting.
And then he gives one of those, you know, like when you go to Thanksgiving and you got the one relative that wants to say grace. And it's not the one that's going to say, like, you know, whatever the quick one that's, like, four lines. Yeah. They're going to do, like, a custom one.
Yeah.
And this guy does that. And it's just like the, you know, dear Lord Jesus, who is, you know, the sweetest, redemption that anyone could ever hope for. And we'd like you to bless these proceedings and keep all these brave, you know, cowboys and cowgirls safe and blah, blah, blah. And we just give thanks to this wonderful world that could not be possible without your grace, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, and now there's one other thing we'd like to talk about. Boom, like, basketball court-sized American flag drops down.
Yeah.
And he's like, and this, you know, this flag represents the country that we're blessed by Jesus, and then they bring out some spotlight on, like, dude in, like, fatigues, and he's some guy in the Army.
Sure,
from the
sure.
Or whatever.
Home from
yeah, because, exactly, because Army, serving our country, very important.
Country, God, and flag. That's kind of the thing. And I was just like, and it's like a 10-minute spectacle.
Wow.
And Austin's just like, are we going to see? And I'm like, you know, because he just has no time for it. My dad is just like rubbing his face like, oh my God, this is really over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, he kept
Your dad is also religious.
My dad is religious and like very observant. Like,
but also super cool about like
very chill.
You guys and everything.
Oh, like, very chill, but like a very devout Roman Catholic does like the perpetual adoration thing, right? Like once a week he goes in at 3 a.m. and sits in that little chapel for an hour. Like,
Austin's being raised sans religion.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he happens to be
Chrissy,
with grandma and grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless he happens to be with, like, grandma and grandpa for a weekend, in which case they would go to church normally, then go, take them. That's fine.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
You know, but, so we all just kind of sat there. But every time they did the big line and waited for the applause, it was always diminished. And the people around us were kind of like, all right, you know. And I was like, oh, that's impressive. Like, that makes me happy. And again, big urban center, so that's where you'd expect that.
Right.
But it was neat not to have that be the nauseating moment I expected, as nauseating as the actual script was.
Because it could have been
like
an overwhelming off-the-chain response, and that would have been
Instead, it's like, all right, we're all on the same page.
And so I was like, okay.
Even the majority of religious people who were there were like, I'm a little uncomfortable by this blatant display.
It is really over the top. And there's that one moment later where they bring it up where they go, the rodeo clown made a Miley Cyrus joke. And then they go, oh, we're not going to talk about Miley Cyrus. Are anybody here a Miley Cyrus fan? And there's like, you know, the audience is tweens.
Yeah.
And so some were like, yeah. And he's like, oh, come on. We don't like Miley Cyrus fan. I think Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber need to get some Jesus in their life. And again, like, and everybody's just kind of like, dude, just, we get it.
Yeah.
Like, can you let another horse out of the tent?
My school is really small, like really small. We're a little private school and like smaller than even some of the other. And so all the other schools in our athletic conference were religious.
Mm.
And so the cross country I ran with was called TCLAC, Twin Cities Lutheran Athletic Conference. And so, and so we were the only not secular school, because my school was 100% secular.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only secular school in this Lutheran Athletic Conference. And so before cross country meets, pretty much everyone but us, we would have to pray beforehand. And so we would all have to hold hands, and they would pray for our safety. And meanwhile, me and my, like, merry band of misfits of, like, 15 cross country kids, because it was a nerd sport.
Oh, cross country is a very nerd sport.
Super nerdy sport.
I did it for, like, a year.
Yeah, and so we're all standing there holding hands going, trying not to laugh when they're like, Lord, bless these runners' feet. Make them fleet of foot. Make them swift. Make them fly with your grace. Make them not get tired. Make them, and I was like, and it was, and I would be like, make them not throw up like they always do because they ate a bagel this morning. And everyone's like laughing. And like, it was just, and our coach would be like, she was just like, just be quiet. Just be quiet.
Yeah, you don't.
Just
be cool.
She's like, you don't. Have to, all of us. She's on the bus. She'd be like, you don't have to pray. Yeah. You don't have to close your eyes. I'm not expecting you to do anything except just shut your goddamn mouths and don't say anything.
You shut up for 15 seconds.
Because they're hosting
seconds.
Us, yeah. And we're 12, 13, 14 years old. So it was just, it was so obnoxious. Yeah. Like, and it's just so funny because there's never a time when atheists get to have their revenge on that.
Yeah.
I never get to open up and be like, hello everybody, you're my captive audience, and now I'm gonna talk for 10 minutes about space
or just fiddling or something else no one cares about. Yeah, like fuck off. Like, yeah.
I just think what's amazing about that is that it's so tone deaf. It's that they didn't for a second go, we're in the middle of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah.
Or the first
or
response.
Or pick up on the first response.
Right, yeah, exactly.
If I got the Midwest.
If like, I got on the Ville stage and I tell a rape joke and I get a third of the audience clapping, I'm not going to follow it up with more rape jokes and be like, hey, who here likes Miley Cyrus? If you ask me, she should get raped, am I right?
Yeah, that girl.
You might get a
flop.
Yeah.
It's just.
Although, hold on. I got a joke you got to write down.
And that's how
I love that you pantomime. Writing a joke for our audio podcast. She really did.
She did.
It's great.
I'm sorry,
I totally derailed.
No, that's awesome. We're going to talk about Die Laughing.
Laugh Harder.
Die Laughing to Laugh Harder.
Because why wouldn't we?
Which is the 6th, 7th, and 8th of March at the Radish Tree, which is
the Double Tree in Bloomington, Minnesota.
Yeah. It was a Sheridan, then a Radisson, now a Doubletree.
By Hilton.
By Hilton.
Just to make sure that it's like as tricky as possible.
So it's where Convergence is. You all know it, or should.
If you're 19, it's where Anime Detour is.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
If you wear cat ears.
Yeah.
And are not a cat.
Do cats wear ears? Am I wearing my ears right now?
It's debatable. Are we prosthetics or? So
I got implants.
What are some of the things that we have in store for Die Laughing?
In broad terms, because we shouldn't announce specific acts yet, that'll probably be coming soon, but there are a lot of people that performed the previous year that were amazing, that had a great time, and will be coming back.
Cool.
Which is very cool. We do have a pile of new acts that are interested in performing. We're going to try to work, I'm working on the schedule with Jenna as we speak, and our goal is to make sure that we have as many of those new acts that you didn't see last year get into the schedule this year, while still respecting the fact that if people were cool enough to do it last year and they want to do it again,
they
still get stage time. So it's we have the schedule, I would say right now, we have about 2/3 plugged in with how we'd like it to be, and we have, I think at this point, enough other things we haven't tried plugging in yet that we are full, basically. Now, that doesn't mean people might not drop out, or when we go, here's the slot we can give you, they can't do it, so we're still, there's plenty of wiggle room yet.
So we still might need more acts, potentially.
Right. But we've got anything from improv groups, and the ones that have applied I've seen perform live and are amazing. We have
Apex Predators.
Of course.
We have the Apex Predators.
Yeah. Also that. We have stand-up comedians, some of whom have performed there before, some haven't. We've got a few different podcasts this year. At least one or two will be their first performances at Die Laughing.
There might be a Geeks About God podcast
or two.
I feel pretty confident.
I think we're like 90% certain at this point that we're going to have Charles Hubble
has agreed to return and be a guest.
And if he's recording with us, he might be doing something at Die Laughing, which would
be a thing.
If it happens, don't miss it. Yeah. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Know, now, have we really, because in case people like haven't been listening to our podcast for a year.
Everybody goes back to the first episode of every podcast.
Yeah, talk about what Die Laughing is.
Maybe we should.
I would love to talk about it because, first of all, I want to explain why Matt is the guest talking about this. So Matt is the assistant artistic director.
Yep.
of Fearless Comedy.
That's the one I forgot when I was lifting off all his hats.
And so Tim hats. Being the artistic director, I am just a company member, but I my favorite
a
thing
founding company
a
member.
Founding company member. But my favorite
humble,
thing about Die Laughing.
A humble company member.
My favorite thing about Die Laughing is we did this last year. We did it in April, and it's a 50-hour comedy marathon. We do 50 straight hours of comedy without sleep, and we stream it live. We take donations. It's a fundraiser. When this was when I was informed we were going to do this, my immediate reaction was fuck this and fuck you. I hate everything about this decision, and I can't believe this decision was made in an officers meeting, and what the fuck. And then last year was so much fun, and if you know me, you know I am not the kind of person who will lie about something. If it wasn't fun, I'd say it wasn't fun. Yeah, at that point. Yeah. And it really was a great time. It was a sleep deprived, amazing. Even when things weren't funny, it was funny in that way that a bad movie is great.
Yeah. We had a lot of even non performers who were there to help run the whole thing. A lot of volunteers. And they all seem to have a really great time as well.
Yeah, we were up all night. You're getting. I mean, it's.
There was one point like late on Saturday night where wasn't it you guys and me sitting in the room, and that was it.
That was when,
there too.
It was like 3 a.m.
We're still here.
Yeah. If you go to Convergence and you think to yourself, man, wouldn't it be great if Convergence didn't shut down at 12:30 and panels didn't stop?
Right.
If panels just went all night long and you had to watch people get loopier and loopier.
Also,
and try
panels
to keep...
were like just about like dick jokes.
Yeah. But like, I mean, really, that's the amazing thing is it's this thing that we're all living through together. And it's not just about raising the money, which is a key point I know we'll get to. But like the thing is, it's this thing we're doing as a community. And friend of the show, Bob Alberti. I actually got a chance to meet with Dudley Riggs recently.
Yeah.
And he sat down with Dudley Riggs, who founded the Brave New Workshop, and he's talking to him.
And brought espresso to Minnesota.
Yeah. And he's talking to him, and he mentioned what Die Laughing was, and Dudley Riggs says that's insane. So if it makes you want to understand what it is we're undertaking, it is gigantic and beautiful, and you should be a part of it.
And yeah, well, and I especially want to say, you know, there is that period between, I don't know, about 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 7 a.m. in the morning where there were probably a few times that there were not too many more people in the room than the people that came to perform.
Yeah.
So, number one, super huge amount of respect for the people that came to perform at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. I did stand up for the very first time in my whole life on the Die Laughing stage during the open mic that was happening. It was 3:30 in the morning. I was wearing pajamas that I realized after I saw photos made it look like my vagina was exposed because they were pink striped pajamas that just happened to be folded in a certain way. It was really, really graphic.
Where like two pink stripes meet together into kind of a V.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's perfect.
So it was the first time doing stand-up,
crotchless,
but I think if you don't count the other stand-ups that were performing that were in the audience was 4. And it was incredibly scary, but I did it anyway, and it was amazing. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Yeah, there's a bunch of acts that have been pitched that we're scheduling that it will be the first time that said act exists.
That's amazing.
There are
a few
things that is like, okay, we have this idea.
I just came up with an idea yesterday that we were going to do.
Yep.
Which is, well, I'll talk about it later, but...
That's kind of Fearless Comedy. I mean, that's kind of what it's about.
It's what we're founded on.
Bit,
and
know?
So what I'm going to say is, you know, if you're listening to this, if you think that sounds cool, come out at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Please, you know.
We had someone last year that came out and did, like, from, like, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. or 4 to 6 or something like that was an artist and sat in a chair and sketched each performer for, like, 2 or 3
hours.
Yeah,
one of those sketches.
That was awesome.
And then we just left them there.
Yeah, exactly. They just left a little tidy pile of them on a chair, and we tried to track down whoever was performing. They had their pictures drawn and given to them.
The one of Courtney McLean was just like a superhero, kind of.
Yeah.
We need volunteers to help us out. If you're thinking, like, well, I mean, I want to do that, but I want to get something for it. Come volunteer. We're going to have amazing rewards for our volunteers.
Yep, there will be an exclusive volunteer raffle this
year.
So if you do spend time that you donate towards helping the show happen, you'll get a chance to get in a drawing exclusively for those volunteers, separate from the silent auction we'll be doing for attendees.
And as was mentioned, if you can't go, I mean, we got listeners from all over the world, which is fucking awesome. But it's going to stream. We have a really good plan for streaming this year. We really
better than last year by leaps and bounds, guys.
We really feel like we're going to have a good, solid solid, consistent stream, which means that at any time over that weekend, you can tune in and you can watch what we're doing on
the good,
stage.
Solid,
like a 16-year-old pissing in the morning.
Unlike Tim Wake. Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's right. Because
even last year, with all the technical difficulties, you know, looking at the data, we always had at least one person watching online.
Yep.
So thanks,
we
Mark.
Know because that one person was like, "Guys, it's fucking up, and I can't see."
Was that Sean?
Or like we've got Katie out in Australia, and we've got people all over the place too. And so it's like, yeah, we've got people that, you know, don't live close enough where you can attend in person.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't see all the cool stuff we're talking about. You can go to dielaughingmarathon.com for details if you want to volunteer. You can also go there to watch the stream once it goes live. And we will have as much information as possible to make it as close to being there when you're watching online as we can. You can also donate online if you can't attend but would like to help us out, which we very much appreciate.
Yes.
That's a possibility as well. And for those of you that are thinking of volunteering, there's a form you can fill out on dielaughingmarathon.com. And it'll have, you know, your name, when you're available, if you have any levels of expertise in tech or just whatever. And we don't care if you do or don't. We'll find a job for you.
Yeah.
And you can also list, I've got these conflicts, I'm only available at these times. Yeah. I'm not saying if you say you want to help, we want you to be there the whole time or we expect you to be there at 2 in the morning. Let us know when you're available. And if we can use you then, which I'm pretty sure we will, you know, that'll probably be the time. And, you know, for folks that showed up last year, there were plenty of people that just came to see the show, had a great time. We're like, hey, do you guys need help tomorrow? And we'd be like, yes. And they came back the next day and volunteered. And so, we'd love to know ahead of time so we don't have to panic.
Yeah.
But
also, the Sheraton's a great, the Doubletree is an amazing hotel. And if you haven't been there, if for some reason you live in the cities and you've never been to Convergence, it's a really nice hotel. Mm-hmm. It's very spacious. There's lots of great open areas for hanging out.
Lots of parking, too.
A bar. Yeah,
lots of parking. It was a great bar. Last year, we were in the Hilton, the Airport Hilton,
which is also a
wonderful hotel. But I think this is much better suited to what we're doing,
and we're so excited.
It's familiar to a lot of more people.
A lot of good memories. Nick and I fell in love in that hotel. If you want to see the place, then Nick and I started doing it.
Okay, that's more accurate than fell in love.
We'll put an X on the floor so you can walk up to it.
Is that how it's gonna be?
Yeah, but
we have a lot more space than last year.
In the hotel, there's if you want to get a room at the hotel for the marathon, so you don't have to like drive home. You can,
a sleeping room.
Right, a sleeping room. You can, or fucking room, whatever. I'm not judging.
Okay. A cocaine room.
Yeah, a coke room. I don't care. I'm not judging.
How do you coke off a ceiling mirror?
You can. We have a. You can get in on our block of rooms, so you can get a room for $89 a night.
Yes.
Split that with a few people and stay for the whole marathon.
We'll put details.
You just got to call. I'm going to say it online. And we'll put it in the show notes, too. You just got to call 952-893-8444. Tell them you want a part of a room in the Fearless Comedy room block. And they'll give you that $89. So if you're like, shit, I want to do this and I want to be able to stay overnight, you can totally do it.
Yeah, you don't have to volunteer to stay overnight either, by the way.
Yep, true.
If you just want to attend and you're like, fuck those guys, or even if you're just like, I just want to watch, by no means do you need to feel like you have to volunteer to stay.
Ditch the kids.
Yeah.
Only come to like 5 hours of the marathon and just spend the rest of the hotel.
Go hot tub.
Like, just not being in your normal life.
I gotta tell you guys right now, I feel like an NPR pledge drive.
a little bit.
But to kind of wrap a little bit on that, like we've got anything from improv, stand-ups, podcasts, radio shows. We've got, there are some things that I'm not even sure I fully understand, except that the descriptions made me laugh. So those are gonna be great. And honestly, the harder part this year was there are so many cool things, and what's honestly going to happen is a lot of our fearless folk are going to have the earlier morning or later at night slots.
Yeah.
Because there are so many cool people from the outside that we don't want to put out too badly.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah, because last year it was like, who's going to go on at 3 in the morning? We had trouble filling it. And this year it's like, you know what? I'll suck it up. AOM's going to record at like 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yep.
Because I'd rather have like ourselves take that slot where the time slot doesn't matter as much. And then have someone else that we're super excited to have there get a prime spot, because we want you guys to be able to see some of the best people coming in to do this.
But I got
to
tell you, I got a plan. There's a thing that's going to happen. I don't know when it is, but I want you there because we are doing an epic lip sync battle.
Yes.
I don't know when that'll be yet.
I don't know when it's going to be, but it is very important that this happens. And it's
gonna. You all to know that I'm going to win this epic lip sync battle because I have the fucking chops.
So last year, we, as a part of the challenge, Geeks Without God, if we raised $333, Tim and I shaved our heads, And if we raised 666, we went to Grace Church, the mega church, the Churchtrosity, and we did a whole episode about that. And
you so might remember we sounded horrible because we hated life.
We have a challenge for this year, too.
It's exciting.
We're going to skip the head shaving and go right to the big challenge, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Did we decide on a dollar amount?
Head shaving is so 2014.
We did decide on a dollar amount. The dollar amount we decided on is $1,000.
And if you can, if we bring in $1,000, for specifically Geeks Without God donations to Die Laughing, we are going to go to a Scientology center and get audited.
Yeah.
We will each go to the Church of Scientology and we will, and we will do this as sincerely as we went to the Grace Church. We're going to go, we're going to tell them
that
we are skeptics. And we are atheists, but we want to know what this is all about, and we'd like to get audited to find out our thetan levels and see what
Look us up to an e-meter.
See what they can tell us, and hopefully
maybe get to meet Zeno.
See how the Kool-Aid tastes.
And let's just see what happens. And you know, so maybe this will be Geeks with Zeno.
There could be a format change.
After Die Laughing, this ends up becoming a two-host podcast because one of us gets lost to Scientology?
That would be amazing!
Can you imagine the scientific value of that, of being able to watch the progression?
Oh my God.
Of someone being such an ardent atheist, and then suddenly, like, you have that thing, and there's probably a couple of trailing you know, guys, this isn't really... Oh, and then finally there's like a fuck off, and you just, one of you storms out.
I will say...
That'd be so great!
They get actors a lot because actors and comedians have chronically low self-esteem, and that's one of the reasons that so many people in Hollywood are Scientologists.
Also, you're very susceptible to advertising and hypnosis.
Okay, so I'm super susceptible to hypnosis. Like, we will watch a commercial, and 3 or 4 days later, not even thinking about it, I will buy the thing and bring it home. And Nick's like, why did you get that? I'm like, it sounds like a good idea. And he's like, we saw a commercial for that. I know why you bought
this.
Wow. I've always wanted to be hypnotized, but I'm also, I want it to be someone I trust because I'm so afraid.
Right.
Because I know.
Like, they'll snap their fingers and blow them like 8
I'm so easily, I'm so easily lulled that it's.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So Scientology could be the downfall of this podcast.
Yeah, and you can contribute to that downfall and support comedy.
And I mean, here's the thing. Our fundraising goal this year is $10,000, which
overall goal.
If Geeks Without God could 15, generate... Is it 15?
15.
No.
15.
Was it 15? Was it 10?
It's 10.
It's 10,000. You know what?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. The thing is, if it's $10,000, then my numbers make more sense. Because
It's 10.
Geeks Without God could contribute 10% of our fundraising goal.
That's true.
Goal.
Yeah.
That's a healthy amount.
So,
that's a tithe!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You guys, you have to help us tithe to Fearless.
Wow.
So not only would you send us to Scientology, but you, the atheist community, the community that has no morals, the community that does not give back to those around you because God has not made you give back the way that God does for Christians.
Yeah.
You would be 10% of our goal.
Also, it's a better use of your money than like buying Bibles to sell send to El Salvador.
Right. Guys, don't worry. We're not going to become Scientologists. It's okay. We're real smart.
All right. So, Matt, for our first when we first time have a guest, we ask them our five questions. They give us their answers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The second time we have someone on, they ask us five questions, and we give them our answers. You said you had something special in store for a third appearance.
I knew what you guys were planning on doing for your Die Laughing Challenge.
Oh. Yeah.
It turns out last week I got, in the mail, unsolicited, Breaking Through.
He's holding it up to the microphone, by the way.
Oh.
Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health.
It's the Scientology newspaper.
Exactly. And inside here is a little quiz.
Are we going to take a Dianetics quiz?
Yes!
Oh,
a little self-administered Dianetics. Here we go.
Yeah.
So the way that they
Is this open book?
the way they try to rope you in on this is you take this little quiz, if you they tell you at the bottom, it's one of those things where like you do like a Cosmo quiz, and like you answered 4 to 6 with this, you're that. If you answered 6 to 12, you're that.
Can I just say, look at all these happy white people on this
page. There is a black man on this page.
Oh, all right.
He's running, so he's an athlete. Which is yeah. So anyway, there's 10 questions here. They're all just all right. Yes or no.
All right, let's
you
do
guys
it.
May want to keep tally so you know yep. How you score right.
Yeah,
at the end.
I've got
are we scoring
paper?
Yeses?
Yes, you want to keep. I think. Yeah, you want to score your yeses.
Okay.
Cheap paper, Tim.
No,
so,
I got paper.
All right.
Are you operating at your full potential? Take this test and find out.
Sweet.
Oh, I already wrote down no. Sorry.
How many of these 10 common life situations have you experienced? Question 1. Do you ever feel exhausted or worn out from the stress of life?
Okay.
Yes mm-hmm. or no?
Are we supposed to answer out loud?
No,
you
just
make your okay. mark.
All right.
Question 2. Do you sometimes experience self-doubt or worry in situations where you need to perform well?
This is so fucking for actors. Yeah. This is like...
Question 3. Have you ever experienced physical pains or illnesses which have no obvious cause?
Yes, because I'm over 30. I mean, that's
yeah,
like...
symptoms of life, we call
it. Right, yeah.
Question 4. Have you ever done something and then later thought, that's not really me? Question 5. Do you just want to become happier in life?
Just?
What?
Like, exclusively, or...
All right, I guess I'll say, yeah, fine.
Question 6. Have you ever had difficulty recovering from the loss of a loved one?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
what
right?
How do you define that?
Wow, holy that is shit. A scumbag question.
Yeah.
Question 7. Do you find yourself responding to different kinds of situations with the same set of emotions?
I mean, it's a...
Question 8. Do you ever experience depression or anxiety, even for short periods of time?
What?
Are you not always happy?
Is there ever a time when you're sad? Yes or no?
Oh my god, this is hilarious. I just realized I read off at the beginning how many of these 10 common life situations have you experienced? There are 12 questions.
Oh.
That's great. I'm sorry. Question 9. Do you sometimes get angry for no apparent reason? Question 10.
I'm married, so I mean, there's always a reason.
Do you have fears or insecurities which you've had trouble overcoming?
Boy.
Question 11. Do you find yourself trying to create better relationships, yet the same difficulties keep occurring?
Autism. Right.
And question 12.
I said no.
Do you wish you could boost your confidence and ability to reach your goals? So...
I actually might have hacked this test because of autism, honestly. We'll see, but...
I answered honestly, but they are dumbass fucking questions.
I have, like, three yeses with a question mark.
I answered honestly. Like, I will say I answered very truthfully.
So, how did you score? If you answered yes to 4 or less of the above questions...
Fewer.
Still, true. Yeah. Very true. Several aspects of your life are holding you back from realizing your full potential.
Oh, see, if you answered no,
if
you answered no, you're not in touch. You're lying to yourself.
So if you answered yes to 4 or less, several aspects of your life are holding you back from realizing your full potential.
Was that any of us?
It was not 4 or less. Right.
If you answered yes to 5 to 8 of the above questions...
That's me.
The painful experiences and losses of your past are having a heavy effect on your everyday life, causing you unnecessary troubles.
So either way, you need...
Well, there's
you
a third one.
To,
oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
12
What's,
questions.
All right.
There's the third one. If you answered yes to 9 to 12 of the above questions, many areas of your life are dictated by previous pain and trauma below your awareness, severely hindering you from living the kind of life you want.
Oh.
There it is no right number.
It doesn't. Even if it was 0. Even if it was I am perfectly happy.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't take the quiz. Oh, you got 0 yeses and 0 noes? Oh, my friend, you need Scientology.
Yeah.
So, and then fortunately, they at the bottom, just in case you're not sure what to do, they have what to do about your results.
Yeah, what do I need to
fortunately,
do?
Fortunately, Dianetics enables you to be your best.
Of course.
Confident, energetic, creative, and happy. In other words, you can be yourself. Free to enjoy life and reach your full potential. Millions of people around the world have used Dianetics to improve their lives, and so can you. Buy Dianetics, the modern science of mental health today. Available where books are sold and at Dianetics, blah, blah, blah.
That's amazing.
So
buy our book, then join our cult and give us money.
How fucked up are you? The answer is all the fucked up.
Yeah.
matter what.
How fucked up are you? Answer by this book.
It doesn't even matter. So that's what we're going to subject ourselves to.
Yeah.
By the way, to say here, to get the date of the next free lecture and reserve your spot, call, and there's a local phone number here, so you guys have a lead.
I like that the are you operating at your full potential is the only picture of the black dude, and he's athletic.
There are some personal testimonies in there as well. This is like a 5-page newspaper.
I will tell you. Okay, so have you experienced physical pains or illnesses which have no obvious cause? I said no. Have you ever done something and then later thought, that's not really me? I said no. Do you just want to become happier in life? I said no. because I'm pretty happy. And then the other the other ones I said no to were, hang on, 1, 2, 3. So.
I said yes. I don't want my cat to die.
Do you experience, do you get angry for no apparent reason? I said no. Do you find yourself trying to create better relationships with the same difficulties? I said no, because you know what? I have enough friends. I'm not trying to, I in no way want more friends.
So I like that this says, there's a portion of the mind that's hidden from view, which is responsible for things such as self-doubt, anxiety, fears, depression, compulsive and addictive behaviors, and various types of illness and disability. Now, that is true. That is true. The subconscious mind, mm-hmm. or even just mental instability, yeah. or mental illness, that totally defines those things. However, Scientology is anti-psychology, exactly. and doesn't believe in medication to fix very, very clinical issues.
Right, because those clinical issues are caused by alien spirits.
Right. Thetans, man.
Yeah, your bad Thetans memes.
Quit suppressing me, Nick.
If you're not satisfied with the way your life is going and have had the thought that perhaps things could be easier for you, should be easier for you.
Should.
Wow,
There's a lot of should in this.
Then you should definitely plan on attending.
So I want to point out this.
Dianetics is natural, drug-free, and time-tested method of eliminating physical pain, painful emotion, and illness that's caused by the mind, also known as psychosomatic illness.
These fuckers don't use the Oxford comma.
Okay. Now we found true outrage.
Now, I will say, even if I was interested in Dianetics or Scientology, and I was like, maybe, speaker, Dr. Tim Fargo, chiropractor.
Yep. I'd be like, I thought that was just the icing on the crazy cake.
He's a double quack.
It's cool, guys. We've just got two kinds of science. One's born out of science fiction writing, and the other hasn't changed since 1874. No worries.
Do I need to track down a used copy of Dianetics?
Oh, absolutely.
I bet you can find one of the half-price books.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I used to have to work at being social. After Dianetics, it hasn't been a strain at all. Well, wait a minute. I have problems being social. Oh, my God. Can they cure my autism?
I bet they would claim that.
I bet they would. I'm going to tell them that I have it and
this
see what
isn't
happens.
Necessarily...
I thought there was a vaccine for autism.
All vaccines are for autism.
Okay, legitimately, though, on Larry Wilcox's show, there was a woman...
No, Larry... Anyway, the Nightly Show.
The Nightly Show. There was a woman who was anti-vax, and she said, they asked her the keep it 100, which is they're like, I'm going to ask you a question, you got to answer. Like, keep it honest, keep it 100.
Oh, okay.
And it was, the question was, if there was a vaccine that would prevent autism, would you give it to your children? And she said no.
Oh. What?
And it's like, then I guess I don't understand. And she goes, I wouldn't trust it. And it's like,
I've made my decision before I've reviewed any of the data. I do not trust vaccines. Oh, well then, you're clearly an unreliable and unreasonable person.
I'm sure we've all learned by now, if you're debating any kind of thing with people that are anti-science, you just have to go, what would it take to change your mind? And if they say nothing, then you're done.
Yeah.
You say, right.
So let me ask you this, listeners, what would it take to change your mind about donating to Die Laughing?
Oh, yeah.
The answer is
nothing. Die Laughing. Today.
If the answer is nothing, well, go fuck yourself.
All right, guys. We have been Geeks Without God. Matt, thanks for coming again.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
You can aonpodcast.com.
Yep, aonpodcast.com, horseshowhotdog.com, and from there you can find links to other shit. Otherwise, the same ways you'd find you guys, you can find me.
Pretty sure that if you listen to the AON podcast he's going to record right after this podcast, he's going to tell that same fucking rodeo story.
You fucking bet your ass.
Just any given
mine will go up in 12 hours.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Tweet with AON's Twitter.
I do have my own. I need to start using it more. That's one of my things I'm trying to get back on the horse for. So.
You should,
I do have at Matt Alex.
Oh, at Matt Alex.
Yep.
That's A-L-L-E-X.
Right, and exactly. Molly, which is why I was able to get it, because no one else has a last name.
Molly taught me a really good mnemonic for remembering how to spell your last name, because it's all X. You have three divorces, so you're all X's.
That's awesome.
It's terrible and not as mean as it sounds, I swear. we've been Geeks Without God. Hopefully we'll see you at Die Laughing.
Ooh, March 6th
or, you can watch us,
you can at least see us
record online. Bye, everybody.
DieLaughingMarathon.com.
Yeehaw! Ride 'em, Jesus! Ride 'em for America!
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, You can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
Geeks without God.
I feel like I'll just flip and find a page and look for something offensive. Shouldn't be too hard.